Hi, it's Josephine here from the Radio Gorgeous Kitchen. Donna and I have recorded three podcasts in association with Sainsbury's magazine, Hot Drinks for Cold Nights. So curl up with our teetotal toddies this January and have a listen and get a few health tips while you get cosy. Firstly, we brew up an orange and cinnamon tea. Hello and welcome to The Gorgeous Kitchen. Hello, my name's Josephine Pembroke.
I'm Donna Freed.
And we're doing a recipe for Sainsbury's magazine. And because it's January, we're on the big detox, aren't we? How are you? Anyway, how are you feeling post-Christmas?
Well, I'm getting lots of sleep, early nights. I'm feeling perky and detoxy.
Fabulous. Well, I feel like the detox is just coming out now, so I'm a little bit grumpy.
All right, Miss Grumpalong.
So what we've got is some hot drinks, which are actually non-alcoholic, and they will keep you cheerful while you go through these dark, dark days.
All right, we'll see if they work on you. I'm cheerful enough.
Okay, so what's the first one we're going to do?
The first one we're going to do is orange and cinnamon, quote-unquote, tea.
They say that curl up with our teetotal toddies in January. Each serves two people.
All right. And it'd be extra cheerful for you.
Okay. Okay. Why don't you do it and I'll interview while you do it.
That's already cheering you up. Right. So to brew, I'm going to zest and juice an orange. Put that in a saucepan with 500 milliliters of water. I got two cinnamon sticks already out. I need 25 grams of light brown sugar and a squeeze of lemon juice. I'm going to bring it to the boil, remove from the heat, and I'm going to leave to infuse for a few minutes before I inject it into you.
Okay, great. Okay,
marvelous.
Do you want to start?
I do. Okay, well, where's mi zesta?
Exactly.
All right, there we are.
She's already got it out.
I know, and I'm going to zest right into my little copper pan here.
Now, oranges. I always think of oranges in January, actually, because it's the marmalade-making time, isn't it? Seville oranges come out.
Oh, it's when your Jewish grandmother sends you a box of grapefruit from Florida, land of citrus fruits.
Well, you know what that's from? That's from a Jewish tradition where they sent this lemon from, there's only one part. There are these certain lemons, and they're very sour, and they've got to be a certain shape, and there's only one place in the world where they're grown, and that's southern Calabria. And they're worth a fortune, because I read this book about the history of lemons. And what happens is that every year, kind of, you know, real kind of Jewish people with the hats and the curls and everything, they come over, and they choose kind of crates and crates and crates loads. And they can sell them in Manhattan for a fortune.
Oh, my God.
And they sell them to the actual synagogues.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And they are this very, very sour lemon. I don't think they even eat it. It's something to do with it. And it's so interesting you said that, because in January, because it's a custom.
There you go. Yeah. And what's this about real Jews? I'm a real Jew. I'm not a real religious Jew.
Yeah, well, I was talking about, you know, you've got
cultural.
You've got the curls, but you don't wear the hat and the little bib and
the wig.
The sheet.
Yes.
You don't do any of that. I don't think. Maybe in private you do.
I don't. Mm. I don't know. And that's not one of my kinks, I have to say. Yeah. It's Orthodox Jewish sex. Although now you're going to have that stuck in your head for the rest of the
exactly.
non-festive season.
Exactly.
But yeah, no, we said, you know, like, in high school, anytime there was a, like, you were raising money for French club to, you know, your French trip or something, you were always going around selling boxes of oranges and pink grapefruits and whatever.
I love pink grapefruit.
Yeah.
Do you?
I do.
Yeah. Well, I love citrus.
Yeah.
But I have, I'm really showing off now, but it is January, so I'm having half a lemon every morning first thing. Yeah. Yeah,
Is it cheering you up any?
Nah.
You're still grumpy.
Nah, still grumpy.
I think you need the whole lemon.
I do. Apparently, you know how you think it's acidic? Well, apparently, when you drink it, it actually does the opposite to you. It makes you more alkaline.
Yeah. What does that do for you?
Alkaline is what we're all trying to be.
Base.
Yeah.
Right.
I once went on the alkaline diet, but it was so boring, I stopped it.
I went on once an Ayurvedic diet, but I have really low blood pressure.
So do I.
Yeah, well, and it had no salt, and I kept falling over.
Oh.
Right, okay. My zest was not being
salt would be so depressing.
Oh, my God.
That's one thing I had lots of over Christmas. Salted nibbles. How about
I was
you?
gonna say, and then you're like, oh, I only ate, like, I didn't eat that much. And it's like, why am I like a bloated hog? Because you're so
Bloated.
full of
I often
salt.
ask myself, why am I a bloated hog?
Why is my face this like one of the phases of the moon?
Okay, so you've taken all the zest off. You've
Yep.
pared it, as they say.
Exactly. Now I'm
Now,
going to
add cinnamon sticks, was it?
Yeah.
Let me
And I
just have a
need to
look.
Juice.
Light brown sugar, squeeze of lemon,
All
and
right. You
two
know what? I
cinnamon
did that again.
sticks.
Another time we were supposed to just pair it and I zested the whole thing. So
Well,
then
don't
I'm going to have
worry.
to strain it
Yeah, don't
because
worry, don't
otherwise we'll
worry. I
be.
like the bits, don't worry.
Okay, good.
Squeeze of lemon. Look,
Excellent.
you've got
Hold
one
on,
here.
hold on.
So, what do you do over Christmas?
Went and saw my family in the States just for a little
Lovely.
bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just it was a short trip, but
Yeah.
it was good. It
Oh.
was nice. There's an
Now,
anniversary.
even though you're Jewish, then, are you allowed to celebrate Christmas?
You can do what you want, aren't
No, but
there?
I'm
Are there
asking,
rules?
do your family
We
celebrate
never
Christmas?
used to, but we all married Gentiles. So we always
All of
used to.
you, all of you have
Yeah.
married out.
Yes.
Married out. Gosh.
So
What does your, I mean, I know your mum's passed away. What did your dad think of that?
Oh, it's just at first it's just the time of year,
No,
you
no, no.
know.
What did your dad think about your marrying out?
I don't think much because it was all just the people, you
That's
know.
good.
Yeah. Or at least that's what they told us.
Yeah.
What they
So
thought in private.
they weren't judgmental.
Not about that. What you do with, your bad economic decisions are considered worse than.
I love it. Who you marry, yeah.
Okay. I'm
You are
juicing.
working hard, Donna.
I know, and that's cheering you up, so
Yeah,
that's good,
it is. Seeing you suffer.
Nothing like,
Yeah.
manual labor and others.
But
Give you a
yesterday,
lift.
saw my husband like picking up all these things off the floor, like for about 5 minutes in the kitchen. I suddenly thought, God, should I? Would that be nice? Yes, it would be nice. Got my knees, picked up the last three things. So something macaroni had fallen on the floor or something. No,
You didn't
just
just pat his butt and say, "Oh, hi, Annie,
yeah,
you're
no,
doing
I
a great
suddenly
job."
I love watching people work though. It is a problem. Okay, I am gonna turn this on now.
We need some water in there.
Now, should we add the sugar?
Well, it
Because
depends
I'm
what you
trying to
think.
be sugar free at the moment because it's January.
Well, we have some I've just put quite a substantial amount of there.
Have we got anything else we could add instead?
We could put in.
Trying to get your
I
gas
know,
in.
I just noticed your incompetence
Yeah,
when
yeah.
faced with actual work.
Exactly.
Don't forget
Actually,
you
no, it's
noticed.
Saturday. I'm not allowed to turn on the gas.
I did notice.
Yeah.
I think we should put something. We've got honey, but
Let's
I
put
mean,
honey in instead.
okay, we can put some honey
I
in.
know we're breaking the rules, but I just really don't want. Honey has more calories than sugar.
Yeah, and it's sweeter. But
But
that's why you tend to use less of
we're going
it.
to use less, and I just like to think it's natural, even though this one is Gales and it probably says from millions of different countries on it. Oh no,
Well,
it's tasted.
English set honey.
It tastes the difference.
Yes, yeah, seems
It
we've tasted
tastes
the
the difference. Okay, have a
difference.
look and see where it says where it's made from. Oh,
La
it says
la la.
English.
Yeah,
Well, that means it's
English
English.
set honey.
Hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, 2 teaspoons, 15 grams, provide 49 calories.
Well, let's put one in.
I'm putting one big
Yeah,
tablespoon
oh
in there,
God.
so you're just going to have to deal with it.
Okay.
Right, we need the water.
Splash of water.
Yes, is that it? Well, it says 500.
You're so good. You do it by the book.
Well, because that will net us a cup each.
So I'll just tell you a fact about cinnamon.
Yes. Do tell. Do tell.
Cinnamon, it is really good for sugar levels. So say if you're feeling a bit weak, if you've got low blood pressure, or you're feeling a bit like, oh my God, I'm feeling a bit faint or a bit ill, or you've done a lot of exercise and you feel a bit queasy afterwards, you have something with cinnamon on it and it's meant to regulate your blood sugar levels. Yeah. So let's see what happens after we've had this. Cheers. Here we go.
Cheers.
In beautiful,
Limoges cups. That cheers us up as well.
Oh.
It's nice when you're not drinking to sort of make a fuss of something and have a nice
Well, I
glass
love
and
hot, anything hot, you know. This has got flavor, hasn't it?
That's nice. The cinnamon really comes out. I'm feeling more balanced already.
Well, I really need to feel more balanced in the head.
Exactly.
Cheers. I'm digging this hot toddy.
I like it. Yeah, I was making last winter, I was making hot, I had lemon, orange, and garlic and ginger.
Wow.
A little honey. So
what
it was my warding. It was like my evil eye. Yeah. I was warding off flu.
Yeah. Yeah.
It worked pretty well. I don't remember getting sick.
Yeah. Gorgeous.
But yeah, this tastes, I really like the cinnamon. That is so warming.
No, really good. I can't stop drinking it. That's why I'm not talking. Oh.
All right. Have we cheered you up some?
Yeah.
Yay.
I'm feeling sunny because of the color of a drink.
Oh,
happy new year. It's January and we want to drink, but we can't drink alcohol. So what can we drink? Have you got any ideas, Donna?
Yes, how about a turmeric latte?
I can't even imagine what it is.
Well, isn't it nice that I said it in a way that you would understand? Because I would normally say turmeric.
Yeah, that would be really annoying. So it's a turmeric latte. Okay.
Yes.
So a latte is actually a kind of frothy, milky drink. Mm-hmm. And turmeric is a kind of very, very yellow spice.
Yes.
Okay. Why do we want to drink turmeric?
Turmeric is incredibly healthy. It has, it's a very anti-inflammatory. And the good thing is, I was told, so this is secondhand knowledge, not firsthand knowledge, but I was told that black pepper activates whatever's the anti-inflammatory aspect of turmeric, which is something like curcumin or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's
right.
The active,
curcumin, yeah.
Yeah, that's the active ingredient that's anti-inflammatory, but that is activated by black pepper. And this recipe marvelously includes both of them.
You're so clever to find this.
Yes, exactly.
With the help of Sainsbury's magazine.
Exactly,
yes.
With a little direction.
So is it easy?
Let's hope.
Yeah. What do we do?
All right, we are going to whiz up a golden turmeric latte. So 2 teaspoons of ground turmeric.
Turmeric. Otherwise people won't understand it.
I think they get me by now.
Yeah. Yeah.
1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, a grinding of black pepper.
The activator.
Uh-huh. And 1/2 teaspoon of ground ginger, 2 tablespoons of boiling water in a saucepan. We're going to whisk that. Oh, with almond milk. That's going to make it frothy. But it's non-dairy. Loves in it. And of course, you know us, we need nuts.
Yeah.
Honey, coconut oil, bring to a simmer, do not boil. Use a handheld blender or frother to create a creamy foam, then serve sprinkled with cinnamon. That sounds lovely and warming.
Yeah. Sounds so January, because it'll be all orange and glowing and it'll smell lovely. Oh, I can't wait for this one.
Do you know that I actually cook a lot with turmeric roots?
I've never, ever seen one.
I may have one here. I generally do. Oh, no. Oh, there's kind of an old
So it looks
one.
Very like ginger.
Yes, it's smaller.
It's
smaller.
Tiny and, compared. Yeah. It's like a kind of baby ginger.
Mm-hmm.
And what does one do with a turmeric?
Well,
root? I whiz it up. I always what, you
soak
peel it
my
first,
roots. No, I just, nope, I don't
so
peel it. I, you know, cut off the ends and I cut it up and
soak
I...
Soak it in what?
I whiz it up in water, and I always soak my rice to sort of start it sprouting.
Yeah.
So I soak it in that. So then I cook it, you know, the rice.
Well,
in
and the yellow comes out if you put this just in the water with the rice.
Oh, the rice is really yellow.
Wow.
But you know when you go to an Indian restaurant and the rice is yellow?
Yeah.
That's cooked with turmeric.
Oh, what else can you do with it?
Well, my friend Lisa, she every morning, because she has quite bad arthritis in her neck, that she whips it up with, she also puts it in a blender with oranges, you know, orange juice and lemon juice, honey, cinnamon, and she just drinks that every morning to help with her arthritis.
Well, let's see what happens to our bodies.
We might shrink.
I'm really hoping I'll be fine. My hips will improve, my bunion will go, you know, I'm really looking forward to this.
Your bunion's going to shrink before your very eyes.
Yes.
Take your shoes off and let's look. All right. Okay, we've got turmeric. We've got cinnamon here. We've got the
got it
honey.
All. We've got it all. Right.
Let's get going. All right. We've put in almond milk. We've put in all our spices. Oh, we need a tablespoon of honey.
It smells
and coconut oil.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Okay.
I bought this honey in Mallorca.
Ooh, nice.
And it's very, very strong. It's kind of not very sweet. It's more like treacle. It's more like a kind of... Just try a bit. It's kind of... It's kind of bitter.
It's sort of malty.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Really well,
I know I had coconut oil. Oh, here's some. Yeah. Like, there's always coconut oil in this house because...
You use it on your body.
I do.
Yeah.
There's kitchen coconut oil. There's bathroom coconut oil.
Oh, you don't share. I was hoping you used the same stuff.
Just dig in.
How much coconut oil? I've got...
I think one tablespoon, please.
Okay.
You're going to just sort of scrape it.
I'm going to have to wash it. Sorry, Dave.
Filtered water. So yeah. Very, very washed.
Yeah. Well, this is a very healthy recipe.
Exactly.
So you've got a water filter. Tell us about
it. I do have a Dalton water filter.
Oh.
I love it.
So it means you haven't got those annoying things in the kitchen, like, you know, those... Sure, a tablespoon of almond oil.
That's what it says.
I mean, not almond oil. Sorry. Can you...
Coconut oil.
Can we edit that out? Can we edit that out, editor? We're putting in a tablespoon of coconut oil. Now, why do you think they add coconut oil to it? Why would you
to make it, thick and creamy and satisfying?
Sounds like you, darling.
I'm thick, I'm creamy, and I'm satisfying.
Yeah.
Two right, two. Well, also, coconut oil I love using.
Yeah. I just never cook with coconut oil, apart from, like, recipes that, you know. But right, now, what do we do? Do we warm it up?
Yeah. Bring to a simmer, but do not boil. And every time they say, I love when they say, oh, organic coconut oil. All coconut oil is organic.
Because it's from inside.
Exactly. And the coconuts are impervious to everything.
Yes, yes.
So nobody's going to use waste insecticide on them. So they're all organic. So there you go.
It's clever marketing, isn't it?
Exactly. But we ain't suckers. Well, not for that anyway. They get us.
I'm a sucker for wrinkled cream.
Exactly. Yeah. I was thinking about that the other day, that, you know, we are very selective in what we choose to believe. You know, we're selective and particular. It's like a matter of convenience. Because remember, like, Joe Reese was telling us, he's like, oh, once a woman told me, you know, like, oh, your face is self-cleaning. I'm like, well, then wouldn't you, on that same theory, wouldn't the rest of your body be self-cleaning and you're buying that?
Yeah.
So either it is or it isn't.
But then I know people that have not washed their hair for 5 years, you know. But I must say, it does slightly smell. Have you noticed? Yeah. Especially people that have dreadlocks. Yeah.
I don't wash my hair that often. I'd say once, twice. No, definitely twice a week.
Oh, God, I only do mine twice a week. Because I think it's really bad because it strips you of the oils.
Yeah.
And I told my daughter that, and the hair is in so much better condition. In fact, the only reason they say it again on the thing is wash your hair daily. So they want you to use the product.
Yeah.
I think it's really bad for you to wash your hair too much.
Also takes too much time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A time-saving tip. Don't wash your hair.
You don't blow dry, do you?
I don't.
You just leave it. You're so lucky. I have to do this blooming...
It's only one of the many ways in which I am so very, very lucky.
I have to kind of, you know, try and straighten it with this... I mean, it is straight, but what I'm trying to do is, if I don't do this... It goes kind of weird angles when I wake up in the morning. It sort of goes...
It goes its own stuck to its face way.
So I have to put on... So I put on this stuff that sort of slightly firms it up so that I can sleep and it doesn't get ruined.
You don't have to sleep on your face.
Yeah. No, I do. Don't you ever sleep on your tummy in the night?
No. I used to. I used to sleep on myself. That was always the way I slept. But no, I can't sleep on my... No,
I start... on my kind of back or side, And then I go to the loo in the night, and then I always come back and lie on my tummy because I feel safer, you know. It's like covering up.
I always end up on my back.
Oh, yes, I've heard that as well.
No surprises there, folks. This is not an exclusive.
Well, you have got quite big so it probably is kind of more uncomfortable.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, no,
yeah.
It's in my back. If I sleep on my stomach, I always have to hitch my leg up. And actually, I was told that when I was a kid because I had slight scoliosis. Mm. And I remember them telling me, don't sleep on your stomach. And if you do, but if you have to, because I was like, I only sleep on my stomach. Mm. If you, you know, if you sleep on your stomach, like hitch your leg up.
I think it's really hard changing patterns like, you know, you've got to sleep differently. Or I had a time when I ground my teeth.
Me too.
And I'm trying
to
think.
A guard.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Did they? So how did it stop for you? I found I went for hypnotherapy just for kind of well-being, and I haven't really had it since.
Anger management.
Yes,
that's
yes.
For me.
Yeah.
Stop being so fucking angry.
Yeah. Oh, do you think it's linked to anger?
For me, it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember the dentist saying to me, like, you'd have to really grind your teeth in a lot. I'm like, what's your point? Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Right. It's getting warm. What do we do now? Do you want
now, to... I think we don't. We want it to simmer.
Don't want it to boil,
oil.
But then we've got to see what we've got to add to the top. Hang on.
We just... No, we don't do anything. We don't add anything yet. We've got to zhuzh it
when
with our hand blender.
Yeah. When it gets warm, we've got to use a hand blender.
Mm-hmm.
And then sprinkle with cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oop. And... All right, the delicate operation, the non-splatter
operation.
Hey,
we've got the whizzer out. Yeah. Be really careful. Right, we've learned something. Do it in a big pan.
Yeah.
Much bigger than this lovely little kind of copper
thingy. Yeah. Let's switch pans.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, I think it's probably blended enough.
Do you think?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I think the blending is just in case there's some tiny kind of little bits of spice. Yeah.
Yeah,
but we haven't used whole spice, have we?
No.
I mean, when people eat my recipes, they get massive pieces of cinnamon in their mouth. Because I always use whole spices.
Okay.
Wow. God, it smells good.
Now, we're going to have to... It does smell wonderful. It smells sort of savory and sweet. It's sort of a sweet and sour kind of experience.
So is this why Indian people live longer than us?
Well, I think it has antioxidant qualities, and I think that's
anti-cancer as well.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's the
It also said it helps. Didn't you say it helps your brain? Which God, I need that.
Yes, exactly. Really, you need. We need all the help you can get.
Yeah, we do. We do.
All right, let's do some ground cinnamon on top. Oh. Let's get mine, which has a little shaker.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to have some ground cinnamon on the top.
I'm going to take a little.
Yeah, looking forward to this.
And look at the oopsie. I was a little heavy handed on that one.
I'll have that one then. I like a heavy handed.
All right.
Let's go and sit next door. Oh, yeah.
Excellent. Let's do that. Look at that.
Yeah. Cheers.
Lovely.
I'm looking forward to this.
All right.
So cheers. Here's to our turmeric latte.
Turmeric.
It's not sweet. It's not sweet.
It's not sweet, but it's fab. Mm. It's exciting, actually. Who knew anti-inflammatory...
Who knew?
...effects could be so thrilling?
A January health drink could be exciting.
Well, but it is. It is... Interesting and complex flavors. And you know what the coconut oil does? It does give, you know, that sort of coating on the tongue that is nice.
And what's the benefits of coconut oil internally? I wonder.
I don't know.
Yeah, but there's got to be them. So everything in this recipe has a benefit. Lovely to come onto Radio Gorgeous. Happy Radio Gorgeous Kitchen New Year 2017.
I'm feeling this is very warming. Like internally warming.
And do we need that? Yes.
Perhaps combustible.
Okay, we're now sitting down for our lunch with a ginger tea on the side. I'm going to have a sip, Donna. Wow.
And I love the kick of ginger in my throat.
It's really, really.
It's so yummy, warming, and healthy. It's like warding off a cold.
Yeah, I really think if you felt like that feeling of, oh my God, I've just got a cold coming, you know, you'd have about three of these in a day and you would literally kill it, you know. Yeah,
and a squeeze of lemon juice in it as well.
Yeah, it'd be a lovely breakfast, wouldn't it?
I was going to say, we didn't even put any maple syrup in it or anything, or honey or anything. It doesn't need it because
the apple juice is sweet. Also, I broke up the cloves. It said, mm-hmm. just put cloves in. I broke them up because that makes it a bit stronger. Gosh, I feel my airways opening. The back of my throat is tingling.
Isn't that lovely feeling? Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Yeah. So the non-alcoholic drinks we've tried this month, they've had a physical effect on us. Mm-hmm. That's just what we want in dry January.
Exactly. Which is your favorite? We had the orange one. And we've had the turmeric latte. And we've had the apple ginger. Yeah, I'm thinking you're.
I like the apple ginger best. Yeah. Absolutely.
I love the orange one anyway, but that's something that I would drink normally. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. But the turmeric one, that was a real surprise. And I think it was slightly more effort than the other ones, but I would definitely do that.
That was a kind of sweet and sour dish, you know.
Yeah.
Way,
and
it?
But to me, that was a real treat. Mm. And that's, you know, this time of year, you know, just to boost your mood, do something nice for yourself, make a little ceremony or production about it. I think that's actually kind of nice.
Okay, well, here's to 2017. This is a Sainsbury's recipe in association with Sainsbury's Magazine. For more info, go to sainsburysmagazine.co.uk. You'll find these recipes in the January 2017 edition of Sainsbury's Magazine. This is a Radio Gorgeous production for Radio Gorgeous 2017. For more information, go to radiogorgeous.com.